أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The 16th juz of the Quran commences with Surah Al-Anbiya. The surah is named after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, because you will find that in the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the stories of a number of his Anbiya and his Rasul, his prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first ayah of Surah Anbiya reminds us of the reckoning that we are to face, and that we should never become oblivious and negligent and unmindful of the hisab, the reckoning that will be taken from us. Allah says, اقترب للناس حسابهم. Allah says, the hisab, the reckoning of people, has drawn near to them. It has come close to them. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. But they are still in a state of ghafla. A state of ghafla is a state of unmindfulness about the hisab, the reckoning, death, qabr, akhirah. That is a ghafla, a state of oblivion, a state of negligence, as if it's not going to happen. They have forgotten about it, and they don't think about it, and they don't prepare for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the hisab and the reckoning of all people has drawn close to them, has drawn near to them, meaning they are moving closer and closer to the day when reckoning will be conducted. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. But they are in ghafla. They are in negligence. مُعْرِضُونَ. Turning away from its signs. And they turn away from its signs. So there are signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends for us in order to make us aware of the fact that your reckoning is coming closer to you. Now what is meant by reckoning here? Some are of the opinion that it refers to the reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, that is of course the major reckoning that will take place of all humankind. Other Mufassirin maintain the view that Hisab here also refers to your death, because there is a reckoning that takes place immediately after you die and you are lowered into your qabr. The angels come to you and there are certain questions that they ask you. That is also a hisab, that is a reckoning. So we know that our death, or the moment for our death, is very close to every one of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the signs are there to tell you that your hisab, your death, is coming closer to you, yet you are in a state of unmindfulness, turning away from those very signs that are informing you and notifying you of your demise that is not too far away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that every individual, one is the general qiyamah, the general reckoning and the general judgment that takes place on the day of qiyamah. But every person has his own qiyamah. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who died, his qiyamah has started for him. His qiyamah has already started for him. So you have the major qiyamah and then you have the minor qiyamah, which is in the form of your death. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that not a single new message comes to them. Not a single new message comes to them. A reminder does not come to them, a new one from their Rabb. إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ. They hear it, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. But they play. They are disinterested. So they hear the reminder, they hear the ayah, they hear the message conveyed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's new, it's a reminder for them. إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ. They listen to it, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, but they are unmindful to it, and they play, and they continue engaging in acts of futility, not paying attention to the message and to the ayah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says their hearts are lahiyah. Lahiyah, unmindful. Their hearts are completely distracted. Distracted by the temporary things of this world. So their hearts have been attached to other things and their hearts have been completely distracted, and that is why there is absolutely no interest in what the new message is conveying and what the reminder wishes to remind them of. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah says, referring to some of the mushrikeen and the wrongdoers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that The wrongdoers, Allah says, they secretly whisper to one another. What do they say to one another? هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. This one, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one, he is only a human being like every one of you. He is a normal human being. If he was a prophet sent from Allah, then he should have come in the form of an angel. But he is a normal human being just like you. أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَى. So there were different accusations leveled against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first accusation was that he was a sorcerer. He was a magician. He was one who performed magic. So that is the first lie that they invented against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they would ask one another, when they would sit with one another, and they would say, أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَى. Are you still going to go along with his magic? وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. While you can see what his magic does, being referred to the Quran as magic. And some of the arch enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they themselves were moved by the poetic and the poetic nature of the Quran and the eloquence of the Quran, that they themselves could not keep themselves away from the Quran. They would secretly come, even though they would not accept the message of the Quran, but at times they would secretly come in the darkness of the night and sit behind the wall listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran, because they were so moved and amazed by its poetic rhythm and by the eloquence of the Quran. So they would ask one another when they would meet, and they would ask one another, and they'd realize that some of them are still listening to the Quran. They would say, أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَى. Why are you? Are you still going along with this magic? Are you still going and listening to this magic? وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. And you can see what power the magic has. It can draw you in, and it can turn you into one of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rabbi ya'lamul qawl. My Rabb, he is aware of every statement that is made. Even though those statements and those accusations were made within their own circle, and they would whisper it to one another, they would not even publicly say these things, but Rasul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbi ya'lamul qawl. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform them that my Rabb is aware of every statement that is made, fis sama'i wal ard, in the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the all-hearing and he is the most knowledgeable. Then what was the second? So that was the first accusation against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lie against the Quran, that it is nothing more than magic. The second thing they would say is that, بَلْ, rather they would say, قَالُوا أَضْغَافُ أَحْلَامُ. It is أَضْغَافُ أَحْلَامُ. It is just some, jumbled up dream that he had. You know, the certain dreams that we have do not make any sense. It is sometimes emotions and influenced by satanic sinuations. So you have these weird dreams at night that absolutely make no sense at all. It's called abghatu ahlam, hodgepodge dreams, just jumble up dreams. So they would say, one of the accusations is they would say, rather these are some jumble up dreams that he has at night, and in the morning he expresses them by relating them to us in the form of the Quran. If bal iftara, then what they would say? They would say, rather he fabricated it. This is some lie that he has fabricated. He's a master in poetry, and it seems that he is using that art of poetry in order to invent his lies. Bal huwa sha'ir. And then the last accusation, they would say, rather he is a poet. He is a poet. So these were the different types of accusations that they would level against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ. Then what would they say? They would say, then he should bring to us a sign. He should bring to us a sign. They are requesting for a sign, a miracle. If he is a Nabi, if he is a prophet as he claims to be, then let him bring to us a sign, كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, just as a sign and a miracle was sent to the previous people and the nations of the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the understanding.